Time to welcome to the show the author of Brass and Unity, One Woman's Journey Through the Hell of Afghanistan and Back, Kelsey Sharon. Welcome to Talk 107.3. How are you this morning?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing very well as well. Tell me all about Brass and Unity.
All right. Well, I'm a Canadian combat veteran. I served in Afghanistan with the Canadians, the British, and the Americans as an artillery gunner and a female CST. I started my company in 2016, where we take old spent casings, turn them into jewelry, and then donate the proceeds to veteran organizations all over the world. And as of yesterday, I'm officially an author.
Yes, officially an author. We're going to talk about the jewelry in a minute, but I want to talk about the book first. What sort of stories are shared in this book?
So this book is really a memoir about my life. I was, prior to the military, I was a competitive Taekwondo fighter and a national champion from the age of 4 to 19. I joined the military at 18. I go through all of my Afghanistan experience, but most importantly, I go through the past decade of healing from post-traumatic stress disorder with a traumatic brain injury and all of the ups and downs that go with that. But not only that, this book is a tool for others to either give to people if they don't understand what it means to go through something like this so that they can become educated, or it gives you a path and a way forward and gives you different healing modalities. So my hope is that the world will start to understand what our veterans go through and that we can give more support so that the suicide crisis can end.
How much do we understand about what our veterans go through? Because I feel like, honestly, I feel like when it comes to mental health overall, we're nowhere. When it comes to our veterans, it's even worse than that.
You know, I think mental health, ever since COVID, we have a mental health epidemic like we've never seen in this world. And no matter who you are, whether you're a veteran or not, you're probably struggling with some type of anxiety, depression, PTSD, you name it. You know, we all have our own traumas, and our trauma is our trauma. So it will change you, it will mold you. But if you allow it, you can see it as a way to uplift yourself and as the thing to propel you forward. You don't have to allow it to be the thing that has broke you. You know, we're not broken people. Some of us are just cracked, and cracks can be fixed. So I think that our governments do a very bad job in Canada and North America with our veterans, and they don't understand. And I'll be completely honest with you right now, mental health is bad for everyone. So the least that we can do, instead of leaving our people to suicide, we can reach out a hand, give some extra support, and let people know that they're not alone in this.
We're talking with Kelsey Sharon, ex-combat veteran and an artillery gunner. Kelsey, I got to ask, artillery gunner, you're not the biggest person in the room. How did that play out?
I wanted to be infantry, but they told me I was too small. Mm-hmm. And in Canada, we've always had women as combat arms roles. So I was lucky enough that I was able to go do a job that I love. I just wanted to be on the front lines. I wanted to affect change. I wanted to be able to support the people that were to the left and right of me. And that meant getting up there and doing the job. I love artillery. I shot the 155 millimeter howitzers that go up to 40 kilometers, and they have a 100-pound round. You know, a lot of people call them the hand of God for a reason. And they're there when people need help. And that's all I've ever wanted to do is help individuals.
We're talking with Kelsey Sharon for a couple more minutes. The book is called Brass and Unity, but so is the jewelry line. I tell you what, we'll get back to the book in a minute. Let's talk about that for just a minute. What brought you around to want to take this path and what Brass and Unity does?
Yeah, art therapy, man. Art therapy, I can't stress it enough. So many people go right to the doctor and ask for a medication, but I tell you right now, there are so many other ways to heal, whether that's through journaling, art therapy, psychedelic-assisted therapy, grounding, outside, eating healthy. Turn the news off. There are plenty of things you can do. And art therapy for me really meant I was got some old casings from some friends, some beads, sat down at the kitchen table with a pipe cutter, a drill, and a hammer, and started creating these jewelry pieces. And next thing you know, they spiked and we were all over the place. What I wanted to do with that brand was I wanted to be a vehicle to put the money in the hands of the nonprofits that are doing the hard work, like Heroic Hearts Project, Food Campaign, Defenders of Freedom, Vet Solutions. I wanted to be able to help these people in a different way because I didn't want to run a nonprofit. I wanted to help these people. So our products are great because they are a tool and a vehicle to help. So the great product that I love the most is our Buddy Check bracelet. It's suicide prevention for everyone. They come in a pack of two. It's a paracord rope bracelet with a 38 casing. And it prompts you to call and have a hard conversation and check on someone and be real about it, real. And then you wear them and you know that somebody else has your back. So we ask you, buy a pack, call a buddy. You're going to save a life.
Amazing, amazing story. Now, Brass and Unity wasn't the original name of your line. That morphed from a very unexpected source, did it not?
Yeah. So it used to be called Her Wearables. I started on the kitchen table and I wasn't trying to create a company. And then by fluke, I met with Kevin Hart and he said to me, you know, Kelsey, if you want men to wear this, you're going to have to rename it. And it was the aha moment. My husband and I went home and my husband said, hey, what do you think of Brass and Unity? And then it just went from there.
We are talking with Kelsey Sharon for a couple more minutes. And Kevin Hart's not the only celebrity connected here. You've proven to be quite popular.
You know, it's not a vanity thing. The more people that see this, the more people we help. It's simply that. So, you know, we've been lucky enough to have support from Beth Barris, Julianne Hough, Michael Bublé, Ellen, Jesse Taylor Ferguson, Whitney Cummings, Kat Dennings. You know, we've been, you know, Neil McDonough. I've been so fortunate that the community has rallied around us and this brand and tried to uplift it. And so I'm very grateful. But the more we get these words out, the more people that get these buddy check races, the more people we can help.
Oh, no. And I'm not asking from like a name drop perspective. I'm saying the more visibility of a very subtle but very good message is always a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. 1,000%. So I believe in anybody who cares, anybody who wants to get these, anybody who wants to share them. We're just grateful and we're honored to even be, especially in this day and age, if you're spending your money with us, you're voting with your dollars and we see it and we appreciate it. And it does not go unseen. I can assure you of that.
Couple minutes left with Kelsey Sharon, the author of Brass and Unity, One Woman's Journey Through the Hell of Afghanistan and Back. Kelsey, reading up on you a little bit, you took up Taekwondo at the age of 4?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, my mom thought it would be a good idea.
How 4 years old?
Yeah. I was a tiny little angry human, very young.
I mean, you know, they say it's not the size of the dog in the fight, you know, but the size of the fight in the dog. I guess you were showing these examples at a very, very early age. One more before I get you out of here, and that's back to the book. What made you want to put pen to paper?
You know, there's this great tool called journaling, and so many people, you need to understand, when you can get your thoughts and your feelings off of your chest and out of your mind, your body will relax. Journaling is one of the best tools at our disposal, not only for mental health, but organization of thought. Mm-hmm. So when somebody suggested, I just started writing. I just wrote and wrote and wrote and got it off my chest. Somebody heard about it and was like, you should turn this into a book. And I said, all right, might as well. What do we got to lose here?
Last one before I get you out of here, and I greatly appreciate your time. So often, especially when it comes to veterans who are looking out for others, they can lose sight of themselves. How are you doing?
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's the first time somebody's asked me that this week. I'm actually doing pretty good, and I'm doing great because I have had support. I have a supportive family. I have a community in the veteran world and the civilian world, and they uplift me every day and let me know that even when I have hard times, I'm not alone in this. And when you have people like Boot Campaign and Defenders of Freedom and Heroic Hearts Project and VET, these people are truly trying to help people heal, and they are really doing that. And because of those people, I am healing and I am getting better. And we are all in a work in progress, and we could all do better if we just put out a hand and say, hey, you're not alone in this and you matter.
The outlet and the mission are greatly appreciated, as are your time and your service. Kelsey Sharon, thank you for hopping on board.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.